1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
It is Newsmaker 2 time here today as we continue our Tuesday morning show. And we're pleased to get a really cool look at the Coyote Composite National Interscholastic Cycling Association team that's based out of Emporia. So we're pleased to have with us in studio Coach Ryan Balkenhall. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. Good deal. We also have in studio with us Garrett Hammond, who's one of the riders in the program. Garrett, how are you this morning?
Good.
Good. Glad to have you. On the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line here today, we have also a couple of other riders, Kilara Owens. Kilara, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Awesome. And Braxton Krieger joining us as well. Braxton, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good. Well, Coach, we are... you know, obviously cycling has taken off the last 15 years here in and around Emporia. I wanted to ask you really how the NICA effort got started here locally and how you got involved, because this is, for a lot of our listeners, this is brand new.
Sure. So we all know Leland Danes.
Yep.
So Leland was a big part of bringing NICA to Kansas and getting the league formed. Kansas is one of 30 leagues in the United States. NICA started in 2009 and has since grown to... I believe almost 27,000 student body.
Really?
With about 15,000 coaches, it's ever increasingly getting more popular, which is the goal, right? So 3 years ago, Tina Kahn approached me about becoming a coach and starting a team here in Emporia locally. At the time, I wasn't sure what I was getting into. I love to ride bikes. I have three boys of my own. So just in general, I thought, okay, let's go for it. And brought some people on board. Coach Adam Galindo, a head coach, good friend of mine, suckered him into this. And since then, we've garnered kids like Garrett, Kilara, and Braxton. They all started with little to no experience. And that's the beauty of what we're doing here. We're building community through bikes. We're getting kids involved. We're getting parents involved. Really just bringing more visibility to cycling in and around Emporia, what you can do, not just on the gravel. So.
Yeah.
The important thing is we're building skills, giving kids opportunities to get outside, do something that otherwise they may not know about. And again, this sport is a little bit unique in the fact that nobody sits the bench. We're all participating all the time. It's very inclusive, you know, and that's really the goal here is just building strong minds and strong bodies. That's the goal behind NICA.
I have to ask what it was like building the program, kind of how you built the program, and now that it's established, and we'll talk about this here in a little bit, doing extremely well at the state level, how you maintain the momentum that you got. But let's start here with the ground level foundation and some of the different things you did to get this off to a good start.
Well, I think it helps here in Emporia having a strong community of cyclists that – you know, I've been a part of for some time and having that friend base, the culture around it, that definitely helps create the environment to start. You know, the foundation grows from there. So getting people involved was not a real struggle. Finding kids has been initially the hard part.
I would imagine.
NICA is really formed around the high school levels. So freshmen to seniors, but they found that there was a lot of kids in the younger groups that really wanted to participate also. So it's a 6th grade through 12th grade. You know, what we found is digging into the middle school, getting in there, really reaching out, that is where we're starting to pull a lot more kids, and that's what we need to be doing, honestly. By the time they get into high school, you know, they should be already pretty well acclimated. However, we're just now in our third year, going into our fourth year, so we're still building,
mm-hmm.
and still a lot of work to do. You know, getting into schools, getting out there, but we're really shooting for those age groups. You know, we get them hooked at a younger age, and we hope they stick with it. It's a lifelong sport.
I'm assuming that, you know, not only the work that you're doing, I'm assuming that the success of Unbound, the notoriety of Unbound, and now some of these other races that are coming on board, or at least these other cycling events that are sprinkled all around the calendar, that can't hurt the effort.
Oh, no. Unbound certainly helps. It's been a blessing for us here locally. You know, we are able to utilize it at the end of our season. So bringing the kids to the event, having them involved, you know, we're thankfully able to have them down there helping out, you know, getting to see all the fun things that are going on, meeting the people. That really, really shows them what opportunities they have other than just NICA, you know. So it's really important. And I think, again, we're lucky to have that here in Emporia. It's an amazing thing, largest cycling event in the world at mm-hmm. this point. So we do get the kids out on gravel right now. We're doing some gravel rides in the evenings once a week. We have an extracurricular part of our program that we're doing with some of the kids that want to stay involved and stay active. So, you know, having those opportunities is awesome.
Good deal. All right, let's turn it over to the riders here. And Garrett, since you're right next to me in studio, we'll go ahead and ask you first. What got you involved in the Coyote Composite team here for NICA?
Well, when I was at OP, like I was in cross country and track, and I liked the racing more than like some of the other sports. And I was a bench warmer in basketball, and I just kind of wanted to try something else. So I didn't really know what I was getting into when I started it, but I ended up really liking the people I was riding with and what I was doing. So,
did you find a lot of your track and cross country training helped you out pretty well getting started? Because that's a base I'm not exactly sure that other riders your age may have.
Well, I mean, it helped with a little bit of endurance on the longer stuff, but it's really just completely different when you're riding a bike and running. So,
how different are we talking about between the two? Just give us kind of a couple of examples of just how things are different for you in the different disciplines.
I don't know. It's like running is more just like your cardiovascular stuff, but with bike you have to have just a strong like lower body and everything to mm-hmm. really just ride well.
Yeah. Now, Garrett, you have been, very successful here with NICA. Maybe talk about your accomplishments the last couple of years.
I took it a little more seriously this summer before we started this year, and then I really put some effort into this year, and I enjoyed all the races, so I had a good time doing it.
He's underselling things. he was a freshman leader last year, won all five races this spring in the sophomore division, so...
Did very well.
Coach, yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Garrett, like, again, very shy, humble, which is fantastic. He did put in a lot of extra work this year. He carried the leader's jersey all year. So, again, he's being bashful here.
Kind of that kind of leads to the, you know, like a comparison to the Tour de France. You have the yellow jersey for Tour de France. Was it green here for
very
for
much so. Yep, it is in Kansas. Each league chooses their own color, and Kansas chose green.
Awesome.
Historically for the Tour, that's a sprinter's jersey, which is, you know, for us, it's fun. It's much like a sprint. Think of it like cross-country running, you know. So the kids are going all out for 35 to 45, even sometimes an hour. So it's a tough effort.
Awesome. Well, Garrett, thanks for joining us here today. Really appreciate it. And congratulations and best of luck with you next year.
Yep, thank you.
Let's shift to the KVUA Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line and bring Kilara Owens on with us. Kilara, again, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
What got you interested in the Coyote Composite team, and did you have kind of a similar sports background to Garrett's, or was yours totally different?
Yeah, I had a similar background. I did cross country, and I really liked it. I did summer running more than cross country, like in the season, because I participated in golf. But I really like running and like active, keeping my body active. And my dad was telling me about this bike team, and then I should like go try it. And I'm like, okay, we can go try it. I was nervous, but there was really no reason to be nervous because when I got there, everyone was so welcoming. I met Coach Ryan, Coach Adam, and now that this is my third year, I've just met so many different people, and I've really enjoyed it.
That's awesome. What was the first, I guess maybe a couple of months of practice like for that first year, you know, coming off of the different sports and, you know, other activities that you've been involved in, and then getting yourself, I guess, maybe in cycling shape. How was that process for the very first time?
It was a little bit difficult because riding trails is so much different than just riding around town. And it was, like, really hard to feel comfortable on the bike at first, but I was, my coaches were always willing to help me, and, like, it helped when it came to race time. I remember my first race, I was so nervous, but it was okay. It was all okay in the end.
Indeed, being the freshman girl state winner here, this, what does it mean for you to be not only among the leaders of the Coyote Composite team, but be a leader statewide?
It feels nice, and I feel like that right there holds a lot of accountability to you for the coming year. And, like, sometimes I think I'm one of my worst critics, but I know my coaches always help me, and they're like, you're doing great, you got this, you're doing good. They're like, always help me improve, and it really helps.
Outstanding. Well, Kalera, best of luck to you here this as well here coming up, and really appreciate your time with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, glad to. Let's shift over to Braxton Krieger. Braxton, how's it going for you today?
Going pretty good.
Awesome. Well, talk about your, I guess, your path or your gravel road here to NICO. What was that like for you?
So my dad talked to me about a new team that was starting up for biking, and I was like, hey, I like riding bikes. So I went to the meeting, and we thought about it, and I started my first year, and it was so different from all the other sports I've been playing. Like, everyone was just always happy, and they didn't even really, they weren't worried about winning. They're all just happy that we were out competing, staying in shape, having fun, and riding bikes with their friends.
Kind of referencing Coach Ryan's point from earlier in the interview, how important was that to have basically everybody that's on the team out on the course at the same time, as opposed to, you know, just some sports where you have a starting lineup and then you have, you know, reserves, for lack of a better term, as part of the team?
It was good because you could, like, always pace yourself behind a teammate or something, and you guys could just be out there and you could just encourage each other. So it was really good on and off the race course.
Braxton is the JV Boys State winner. Again, NICA really at the top of the list here for boys, girls, and then the JV levels. What does it mean for you to be a team leader here, Braxton, with you know, the honors that you're able to garner? And how do you adjust maybe your approach to riding here for the upcoming season next year?
It's pretty cool being the team leader. Like, just represent the hard work that we put in as racers. And I'd probably train more next season.
Understood. Well, Braxton, best of luck here to you. And, Coach, you got a great team. There's no way around it.
Wonderful students, wonderful coaches. It's an amazing thing we're doing here.
Good deal. All right. Well, to learn more about NICA and specifically the Kansas Coyote team, we encourage you to go online to kansasmtb.org to get more information. And we want to thank everybody for showing up here today. Coach Bakkenall, thanks to you.
Thank you for having us.
Garrett Hammett, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Awesome. Also from the phone, Braxton Krieger, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And Kalera, thanks for joining us here. Best of luck to all of you here.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Again, our guests, Coach Ryan Balkenhall, and also Coyote Composite team members, Garrett Hammond, Kalera Owens, and Braxton Krieger. It's now 9:06 on KVUE and KVUE.com as our Newsmaker 2 segment wraps up.
Hey, Emporia. At Next Tech Wireless, it's wireless on your terms.